Look, it's a flood.
It's a flood.
It's flooding.
Get away.
Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates.
I feel like it's worse when you interrupt somebody's discussion. Like, you're not even in the discussion to begin with, right? So you have no reason to object. This isn't a wedding. Nobody asked, right? And we're talking about it, and then you go, man, I've never watched an episode. It's like, okay, all right. Well, then you might want to leave, right? Spoiler alert. Are you gonna watch one? Why even say anything? Why talk? I don't get that. I've never seen an episode. I don't go around gallivanting about it, like just billboarding it. Like, hey, yeah, no, Game of Thrones, nah, not my thing.
You know who does gallop? The Dothraki.
Nerd! Ayo.
I wanted to ask you, I know how you hate these open-ended, unprompted questions.
It's like a running trope at this point, though. You just throw them at me like unwanted softballs.
What are
like during
some of your fuck yeah, only in America, but not cringeworthy things?
Flamethrowers.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Only in America.
I mean, what other country can you see just willfully like parading those around?
Pit
right?
Smoked beef.
Barbecue is definitely something that I feel
fuck
like
yeah,
is...
Fuck yeah, America.
Yeah, fuck yeah, America. I've heard Romanian barbecue is pretty good. And obviously Korean barbecue, right?
Like, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure all of the barbecue in America, as much as they hate each other, will come together like
yeah,
the Legion of Doom.
Stand on that. And be like, hey, yo, no, ain't nobody...
They'll be like, you don't even use a ketchup base? The fuck?
What is you doing? Anyway, let's see. What are some other fuck yeah American things? Oh, spinners. Just big ass wheels, period. Right? Like, wheels on cars, steering wheels. Cars, like, just big anything. Like, that's Texas, as they would say in the Netherlands.
The all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, no, that feels purely American. I don't think there's anywhere else that would cake off other than maybe, like, China.
But fuck yeah, all-you-can-eat buffets.
Yeah. I mean, how else are you gonna get absolutely ripped in the afternoon for no reason and then sober by the time you need to stumble back to your hotel? A decent all-you-can-eat buffet is something that you need to experience at least once. It's a kind of 21st century indulgence I don't think we've really like come to terms with yet.
I also think that you have to eat at enough Chinese buffets that you recognize a bad Chinese buffet.
It's such a first world. No, like, listen. If you went back to the 1830s and you told them about all-you-can-eat buffets, they would be like, I'm sorry, what? You'd be like, yeah, no, it costs less than a fucking week's worth of pay. And they're like, a week's worth? Less than a week's worth, sir? Like, and you can eat as much as your stomach can stand.
Who the fuck are you talking to? Oliver Twist?
It's 1830. It's 1830. I mean, the level of expectations can only rise up and crash through. This is Doc.
And Ziggy.
And we are
The Flood.
That's right, your favorite weekly pop culture digest, taking the news happening around you, discussing how it shapes the culture that defines you
with
our
pop perspective.
Hey, to put that culture in context.
And make the mainstream make sense, because if we don't make sense.
Hey, how y'all feeling? Welcome back. And if you don't know, now you know. This is The Flood Pod, and you can find us at anywhere on The Flood Pod, and that's on everything.
At The Flood Pod is what he meant to say.
And that's on everything. I said what I said, and I meant what I said. Anywhere. That's Instagram, that's Facebook, that's Spotify, that's Apple, that's YouTube. That's Patreon, and if you're lucky, It might be the OnlyFans one day. No.
Now.
Never.
Let me.
Never.
Let me give us a quick rundown, clickbait style, Philip DeFranco, the way we're going to tell everybody that they need to stay and listen. You know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about Taylor Swift, Team USA, murder, Lord of the Rings, hey, communism, Mark
Swift
Twain, AI, the X-Men, Naked Gun, and Columbia University.
Hey, but before we do all of that, we gotta give a shout out to our patrons,
Enraged Peacock, and Awkward Silence.
There's the awkward part. A special shout out to y'all for tuning in. You know how we like to do here. If you don't know how we like to do here, then let's tell you how we like to do.
We like to abuse the algorithm.
And we like to start off with what y'all have been tuning into.
So this week's hit on the algorithm is I Hate It Here by Taylor Swift.
For all the wrong reasons, right? Not that she hates it here for all the wrong reasons. I feel like she hates it here for all
she
the
hates
right
racism
reasons.
And she wants to let you know that she does.
Ayo, that line. The line, it's enough to, like, make you pause the record, right? Like, you listening, and she's singing all bubbly about how, like, you know, she just wishes that things could be simpler and that times were different.
If we go back to any decade, I choose the 1830s without all the racists.
Yo, Taylor really feels like one of them girls that is the I was born in the wrong generation kind of girl.
Like, those lyrics also go, this is what I'm going to record. And the producer says this line. You got to fix that one.
I don't even think she needs a producer to check her on that, right? Because she probably wrote it and then was like, 1830. Yeah. I feel like this was Taylor letting us know without saying out loud, I hear what the internet says about me too. I don't like those people either. I can't say I don't like those people because they buy a lot of my records.
As far as the actual song goes.
Oh, it's trash.
I mean, I like the way she's recording the guitar. I like when there's that like raw recording nature where you can hear the fingertips sliding on
it's
the
strings.
It's
very folky and hokey. Yeah, it's very folky and hokey, and that's always been my thing about Taylor Swift. I know not all of her songs are like that.
It's
like
journaling on a park bench while hitting your vape at 12:30 at night music.
You think Taylor hits the vape?
Yes.
Her song with Post Malone, Fortnite, is pretty good. I'm not a Taylor hater, right? But that's not moving the needle for
me. I'm indifferent.
I
know
also
a few Taylor Swift songs because they were unavoidable, but
not that Taylor is checking, but if Taylor is checking for the Flood Pod, let us know. You know how to casually let us know, Taylor, just like you casually let us know you're not racist. By bluntly letting us know that you're not racist. Okay, Taylor,
her next album, she's going to be like, it's hard to navigate this flood. I wish I had a doctor named Ziggy.
Does that mean we have to, like, you know, start making friendship bracelets?
Well, we already know. We already know that Biden listens.
That's my boy. And he casually let us know, right? That Biden is no casual, son. If you are no casual, then you've probably listened to her new album, but the Dead Poets.
The Dead Poets.
Good job.
It's not Dead Poets Society.
Hold on.
That's a movie. Robin Williams.
If you're not a casual, then you probably heard her new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
God, that's emo!
Is it emo?
That is emo as fuck!
It's very emo. It's very emo. It feels like she watched the Dead Poets Society and was like, you know what? I'm gonna do the girl boss version of that. And
that could be a Panic at the Disco album title.
I can tell you that despite the album title, that it's sold close to 2 million units, or streamed.
Shocker!
Close to 2 million units.
Shocker!
Yeah, because who didn't see that coming? Who didn't fucking see Taylor Swift blowing the fucking gates off as soon as she dropped the new album, right? She didn't do all of that publicity tour during the NFL, you think Taylor was really watching that game? No, she was just trying to remind y'all that she out here, right? After that, the world record breaking tour that she just went on, right? Who didn't think she was going to come through and absolutely sweep when she dropped her new album?
Drake didn't think that.
I was going to say, however, to make it hip hop, there's a lot of speculation.
You think we weren't going to talk about Drake? We're going to talk about Drake.
There's a lot of speculation that Kendrick hasn't responded yet because him and Taylor share the same manager, apparently, according to Drake, who has just continued his run at being a messy bitch. And in his newest claim, has dropped an AI-generated diss track that his verse wasn't AI, but it features AI versions of Tupac and Snoop Dogg, who is still alive, but AI, yeah, like, on this for some reason.
Snoop Dogg posted a video, and he was just like, what? Huh? It was so funny.
Who?
It was like he was fucking Blues Clues.
Who?
Like, somebody was telling him about it.
Who?
And then he was just like, what do you mean?
I don't appreciate it. Look, once again, our opinions don't really matter here, but I will say I don't appreciate Snoop being so vague in his response to this. I'm not saying he has to pick sides. I just think it's a very bold and audacious move.
He was probably high!
Bruv, if I'm still alive and you make an AI-generated version of me to diss somebody, I feel like I'm gonna have some more words to say than huh? Who? When? Death Row, and then drop a single the next day. That's crazy. That's crazy. What fucking timeline do we live in? I'm trying to figure it out, right? Because,
Does Death Row count as an independent label now, you think?
I don't know. I don't think so. They're probably,
it's owned by Snoop, so.
They're probably under UMG, like every fucking thing else. Which is why Snoop couldn't say anything. It's like, nah, Rick Ross calls that cap. Rick Ross says all of the Drake conspiracy, Mafia Don shit is cap. And those are minions' opinions.
Well, I mean, if there was anybody I was going to say would make sure they protect their masters, it's the boss Rick Ross.
So Push Ups officially dropped on streaming services this week, which the interwebs believe is the last piece in the puzzle that needed to be completed in order to awaken Kung Fu Kenny from his slumber, right? We finally collected all of the keys and now we can challenge the Shaolin Master, right? No. It's funny because at this point, everything is so fake online, nigga. I can't tell what's like grassroots and what's AstroTurf, because a lot of the responses to Drake's AI generated diss track just feel like so disconnected to me. I'm like,
it is. That's gonna be like, he owned it. I'm like, no, he did the literal laziest thing possible.
Now, well, like, okay, first of all, can we talk about how willingly academics is gobbling Drake's meat right now? Like, on God, son, every post is Kendrick taking the L, Drake is the God. Y'all know Drake actually wrote and recorded all three of them verses himself. They were just actually AI generated to sound like the other two artists.
I want to put a turntable in front of DJ Academics and say, do the thing.
It's like this. If you was going to go through all the trouble to write three verses and three more verses about a nigga,
you're writing a sonnet at that point.
It's not even that. I hate, it's funny. That argument is funny, right? But like, I hate that argument because I'm like, y'all are gonna act like there are not plenty of rock songs that are like secretly about other people in the fucking industry. I mean, when Taylor Swift drops the word scooter in a fucking song, Swifties go crazy, right? But like, men making diss tracks to each other is somehow like gay because it's actually just poetry to another man that you hate. It's funny, but like, it's also tired.
Yeah.
And I'm here for the sport. Honestly, I don't want nobody to lose their life over this shit. I don't think it's gonna get to that point, but I do.
Somebody might go bankrupt from it.
I do feel like it might end somebody's career. I don't think it's the career that the bots on the internet want to be over, although it is looking at this point very much man versus machine, right? The machine being the industry that is backing Drake, because once again, some of the responses from these shits seem real disconnected from what is actual talent. Because
didn't we say Metro is Nick Fury?
Nigga, the AI shit is trash. I finally listened to it. Like, I know I said I was boycotting it in chat, but I finally listened to it. This shit is trash, bro. Like,
a lot does it sound like an AI wrote it?
A lot of people are taking the perspective that Drake is trying to use the 8 Mile. Drake is trying to use the 8 Mile approach, right? Where he airs out all of the stuff that Kendrick could use against him before Kendrick uses it against him, right? Like, yeah, so
what? Yeah, I'll dox like, myself.
Yeah, I mean, which is making reasonable people on the internet go, Drake feels kind of like he's acting a little anxious, don't you think? Like, what are you gonna say about me? Oh, you think you go hard? Ooh, well, I got AI-generated versions of Tupac and Snoop. That's how not serious I'm taking you. Even though I dropped one song and let y'all bully me into putting push-ups on a streaming service, even though I wasn't going to do it at first, right? Like,
what do you think Drake's more threatened by when Kendrick reaches into his belt? A gun or a notebook?
That was corny. fam. What I am more concerned, or what I think is more pressing here, is the silence from Kendrick, right? Because Kendrick has not even, like, entertained any of it at all since the Like That verse, which has created this weird atmosphere of people going, oh, well, you know, Kendrick called Drake out and hasn't said anything yet, and Push Ups has been out for, I don't know, depending on who you talk to, 5 days or 3 days. It depends on if you're counting from when it dropped on Spotify or when
it was the AI version leaked.
I feel like it is very interesting how quiet Kendrick has been. It seems like everybody in that camp, except for with the exception of TDE Punch, right,
and the guy who posts his workout videos.
Those workout videos are from like last year, I think, too. So Kendrick has been like quiet, and all he did was drop a verse. And
he's the boogeyman.
A lot of people think that narrative is corny too, right? But it does. Even Ebro was like, "Look, y'all are saying he's not the boogeyman, but y'all are also saying all he did was drop a verse." Right, like, he's been gone for so long, and then he comes out and drops a verse, and Mr. Morale, alright, and also, y'all are gonna stop with the Mr. Morale slander. It just shows to me that you niggas have never read a book before.
Yeah, it's an art piece.
It's an art piece. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, all snooty and shit and be like, get some culture, motherfuckers. Didn't you all like Michael? Like, yeah, either you liked...
Michael was a banger.
If you didn't like Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, then I can see why you was bitching about Michael winning the fucking Grammy over Travis Scott, right? Like, that's how I feel.
Is it when you Killer get Mike also independent?
Yes, I believe so.
Independent which is artist what, winning Grammys!
Which is what made Michael such a big deal for him, because I think this is one of his first solo independent albums. But to round it all back to the Kendrick Drake situation, right? Push Ups is now on streaming.
And it's still mid.
That AI generated diss was super cringe, but I mean, so is lots of shit that Drake does, right? In efforts to look cool. It does feel like the Ryan Garcia shit. I don't know if you saw the fight, right? But I mean, Ryan Garcia swept. And in a lot of the pre-fight interviews and conferences, he was not taking his opponent seriously, like, at all. He was bragging about, like, drinking the night before and shit.
So we're
like
going
that.
From verbal blows to physical.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you saw some of the highlights here, but I can put them up on the screen. It was quite a watch. And, you know, all of Ryan Garcia's fans online are like, yeah, you know, they wouldn't have let him box if he was crazy. He was gonna wash anyway. Ooh, the haters can't talk now, that kind of thing.
I mean, from that one, like, interview I saw or heard from him, it sounds like he was in a goddamn South Park episode.
Bro, he really was, like, I'm almost certain Ryan Garcia was going crazy. To me, it just feels like... what do you say to him at this point when you wash like that, right? Like, by round six.
Yeah, Garcia definitely.
It's very clear who is in control of this fight. I would say,
ooh!
He
got him in the chin there pretty
it's
bad.
It's about round six that...
It becomes pretty clear that Garcia is in control of the fight, despite the fact that he's... His sweat probably smells like booze.
And there's apparently controversy, right, that the ref may have been trying to push the fight in Haney's favor for, you know, whatever reasons that may be.
And Garcia still won.
Sports betting, yeah. And
this just sounds hilarious to me. It makes me immediately a Ryan Garcia fan.
As of today, when we were recording, the WBC has stated that Haney will keep his title despite losing the fight to Ryan Garcia, which I'm sure we will be continuing to talk about as we go forward here in the next couple of weeks, because I know people are going to be upset about that.
This dude brags about moonwalking the guy. Moonwalks the guy when the ref was trying to fix the fight. Like, you know how much you have to beat somebody's ass to beat their ass over a ref who's trying to fix the fight?
Yeah, and it's pretty bad that guy doesn't get the title. But also, maybe, you know, the WBC just doesn't want a guy who goes on an Andrew Tate podcast and claims that rich people are trying to force celebrities to watch them fuck kids, right? Maybe they don't want that guy being the face of boxing. I mean, it's either Ryan Garcia or Jake Paul at this point, right?
Like, Jake Paul? Oh, it would be Jake. Logan's in WWE. Right.
In more sports news...
Team USA has been announced for the Olympics. And by Team USA, I mean like the only actual US team that we care about in the Olympics, and that would be the basketball team.
Yeah, I guess so, because this is the Summer Olympics and they're in France this year.
Yeah, so Team USA is LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker.
Damn.
Anthony Edwards.
People are going to be like, why'd you say damn for Devin Booker? I mean, damn, period, right? This team is stacked.
Jason Tatum. Joel Embiid.
Stacked.
Tyrese Halliburton. Drew Holiday.
Is this
Kawhi
even
Leonard.
Is this even fair? Is this even fair? Like, not to sound all pro-American and whatnot. Not to sound all Amerocentric and whatnot, right? But it seems like...
I mean, the biggest shock to me is that the old heads are playing.
This is a pretty low...
Like,
okay.
LeBron hasn't done the Olympics in...
If it wasn't
12 years!
If it wasn't for the age, though, right? Like, this would be a pretty fucking loaded team. It just seems
This team is insane. Yeah. Like, this team would never lose in the NBA.
If
like,
this team doesn't win Olympic gold, I think it's really time for us to reconsider America's standing in the...
Or really elevate where Luka or Jokic are. I saw this meme where there's this old LeBron commercial where it's like older LeBron talking to like high school LeBron.
Yeah.
And the meme caption was like, find a man named Nikola Jokic and convince him to pursue horse racing.
Wow. So
I do kind of feel bad for LeBron though, because like. He's had to deal with all history, like talent throughout his career.
I mean,
like, he played four of his fucking finals against that Warriors team.
Yeah, so you feel bad for him, but I'm like, that's what Bron asked for, right? Like, that's, it's like Kendrick coming out and being like, hey, yo, I want to smoke with Drake. Like, this nigga has more hits than Michael Jackson. I want to know who's the better lyricist.
Michael Jordan right? won two of his titles against a team where their best player was a white guy. Or a child molester. It's one or the other.
Are you saying Larry Bird is a child molester?
No, I'm saying Karl Malone is.
Oh. I forgot about that. I was supposed to be like, whoa, are you dropping some henny on Larry Bird? So
why would me make fun of Larry the Legend?
I'm just saying out of context, that was crazy.
There's more than one white guy that's played in the NBA.
Hey, fair enough. I didn't have that kind of shit coming from Steve Nash is all I'm saying.
Not Steve Nash either! Steve Nash is Canadian. Besides, we'd have to play against Steve Nash anyway.
Karl Malone's not white, though. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not the point. The point here is that Team America is definitely going to police the NBA in this year's Olympic basketball.
Oh, and I forgot Anthony Davis.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I forgot about Anthony Davis.
I mean, look at who else is on the team, right? Speaking about...
I mean, Steph Curry, as Stephen A. Smith would put it, the greatest shooter God has ever created.
Speaking of basketball, the WNBA draft also happened this week.
And the NBA playoffs have kicked off.
So in WNBA draft news, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese both made headlines this week with their...
Caitlin Clark expectedly drafted number one overall to Indiana, and she's signing a $20 million endorsement deal with Nike, which is a lot more than her $70-something-thousand-dollar WNBA salary.
Hey, my man came for the salary, though. I mean, but listen,
that's, the thing is like, everybody is up in arms about the salary. Well, watch the games. Go to some WNBA games. When the demand is there and the revenue comes in, the players' contracts will go up.
I mean,
they are negotiated, I'm assuming, much like the Basketball Players Association, the Women's Basketball Players Association also has a 51% revenue share. So, for the 450 WNBA players that are sharing that 50% of the revenue, her rookie contract only gets her $70,000. If you want WNBA players to make more money, watch the games, buy tickets, buy jerseys.
Also, like, let's keep it funky. The real bread and butter has always been in the endorsements anyway. It was only just recently that NBA players started making crazy contracts like that on a regular basis too.
Yeah, right?
Let's not sit here.
If you have athletic children, push them towards basketball. No better return on investment. Also, they won't have CTE.
I was gonna say baseball. I mean, like those contracts.
You have to be like
been crazy, though.
Insanely good at baseball to get the like.
Absolutely. But I mean, like, come on, like...
Like, you could be...
Do you think bench sitters on the fucking Pelicans is raking in much more than what Caitlin Clark is bringing in?
Look up what the NBA minimum salary is. It's over $1 million.
For every player? Yeah. 1.1.
Yep. The minimum NBA salary is $1.1 million.
The minimum WNBA salary is $62,000. So they gave Caitlin just over the minimum.
They gave... So...
That's the crazy way, if you think about it.
Hold on. Everybody chill. Rookie contracts are structured in the collective bargaining agreement. So she's getting Fair. The same as any other number one pick would have gotten. And the same it cascades down. Every pick has their salary determined by their pick order.
Okay.
So, it doesn't matter like, that's the contract. That is the most or least that any team could
for players with 3 or more years experience, that number jumps to 74,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they gave her around what somebody with experience would get at minimum.
Yeah.
For a rookie, which isn't terrible. But if you want Caitlin Clark to be making more money, which I guess is a moral decision you have to, you know, sit with, then watch the games. I mean,
I think a really clever name that I heard for her that is definitely still offensive is the Queen of Threes.
Can you explain to our casuals why that is an offensive name?
So Caitlin Clark shoots a lot of three-pointers. Also, look at her.
That's fucked. That's fucked. Can we talk about that reporter, though? That cringy-ass reporter? It's like, yeah, if you do that with me, baby, we'll be good.
All right, so my reaction to that is like, that's sexual harassment. I'm like, no, that dude's just super fucking awkward and cringe and should be shamed.
I mean, we can argue that it's sexual harassment, but it's... This is gonna sound like something a man would say, but it's such low-level sexual harassment that, yeah, I think a shaming is really all that.
Yeah, I think the public shaming is enough.
That lady on the internet that's like, you need to leave. Can we hire her to just be in places and check people who do cringy shit? Because she definitely was needed there, bro. Like, that guy, why would you say that out loud in a room? First of all, let's stop there. Why would you say that out loud? One. Two, why would you say that out loud on your professional job where you make money? You rely on that bitch for a livelihood. And you look Caitlin Clark in her face in front of a room full of other people and said that icky shit. That is wild.
Like, the question about asking about the heart
is
fine.
We could have stopped there. But the whole...
Like, why do you do the heart? Oh, I do it to my family. That's cool.
Nah, that was mad. Where's my hug energy?
Yeah, way beyond that.
That was mad. That was where's my hug energy? He was like, come on, Caitlin. Come on. Let's be friends. Now that we're all professionals here. See, that's what Ryan Garcia was talking about.
Look, it's a flood.
It's a flood.
It's flooding.
Get away.
Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates.
About
it is time to